I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and you're very welcome to Jungle Fever. It's a brand new podcast all about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2018. Myself, Ellen and Dara. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking about everything I'm a Celebrity. From Bush Tucker trials, we're also going to be talking about the little rock area where everyone gets a shower. Mylene Klass, I'm looking at you. Do you remember that year? Mother of God, hello. You're like, I don't remember it.
No, I can't remember.
Even the boys as well who were doing it. We'll also be talking about any discussions they have in the campsite, if there's rows. You know, we were hoping for us this year. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely, we're always hoping for us.
We're also going to be talking in the next couple of minutes about every single campmate that's been confirmed. We'll also be letting Ellen have a look at this Bush banquet in here. We're not going to tell you what it is. I can smell it from here. It is disgusting. It's a little challenge we're doing every single week. And guess what? I am free from doing it all. I just have to sit and watch Ellen and Dara and maybe one of our guests, our special guests, to take some food. If you have any mates who like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and yourself, make sure you download it on all the podcast areas that you would get it from. So you're looking at Spotify, iTunes, whatever it is. So I think we better start. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2018. I'm delighted it's back because I find the winter months are a bit meh.
Yeah.
Big Brother was grand, but we didn't really know them. We all know most of these celebrities. They're a good batch this year.
Really good batch this year.
So before we even go into them, is there anyone like this you're going to go, I like this person?
I think for me, the initial one was probably Harry Redknapp because I feel like he's the big guest.
Yeah, and which I find weird because their demo is not that, but yet anyone who I speak to is like, Harry Redknapp, boom, straight away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is it about him? Like, what do you like?
I just think if I was a producer now, I would be dancing because he's the type of person you would never in a million years expect to do something like this.
Yeah.
Now, I have my reservations. I'm not saying that he's going to win purely because I don't think he's going to be any crack. He's got a temper. We all know he has a temper. We've seen it in interviews where he just loses the head. Yeah. Put him in a confined space with all these strangers that are going to like wind him up. I think he's going to blow. I also don't think he's going to be a lot of crack. Like, I don't think you were going to see him getting in squirrels suits like Vicky Patterson did and soaring across trees. I think his whole energy is very masculine and, you know, his reputation, he's a football lad. And that's really important in the industry that he's in. So I can't see him doing anything fun or silly.
But he's the first person you're like, yeah.
He's
and again,
the most controversial, maybe. I think
someone who can produce someone like Jamie Redknapp, you have to kind of shake his hand. Tara's like, what the hell? Dara, before we even start on everyone else, is there anyone that you're like, yeah, I know this person?
I think not that I know him too well, but from TV, John Barrowman, I think he's going to do really well. I think just straight off the bat, I think he's just going to throw everything into it.
Brits love him.
Yeah. I think just from stage, TV, he's kind of... Everyone knows him. He comes across always really well. I think he's favourite or there and thereabouts for the show already. So looking forward to seeing him. Nick Knowles as well.
Yeah, Nick Knowles from that DIY show on BBC. Yeah.
He could be brilliant or he could just be like, you know, oh, this is not me at all. I think maybe the DIY SOS thing might lead him into a bit of rough and ready, you know, kind of. He mightn't mind the kind of slumming it.
Like, it's the one thing of all the shows, I would love to do that show, but I could never, what we're going to be talking about later on about what you will probably be eating, I can't. My stomach does not do anything like that. I can't. I would happily sit in with a bag of rats. I would never, ever be able to put something in my mouth. I would never have been with that. Well, look, we'll go through some of the other campmates that have been confirmed this year. The first one is James McVeigh, who is in The Vamps. Lads, what do you think about James McVeigh?
I think he's going to go really far. And the reason I think, I actually don't know him. I don't really know what he's like. Obviously, I know The Vamps, but they've got such a massive following and a massive young following. And we see like the likes of One Direction and, you know, this almost like a mob mentality of like support for these people that I think he could have a lot of people behind him. And for that reason, I think he'll go very far.
Yeah. And I think as well with him is the fact that he's good mates with Brooklyn Beckham, who then in turn is good friends with his dad is David Beckham. You know, there's so many little inlets that I think he could do really well. We already spoke about Nick Knowles, Fleury's former X Factor runner-up, who's probably, she was doing really well back in the day, maybe 2014, 2015. She's now disappeared off the face of the earth, and she's in this. What's your views on her?
Yeah, I think she's going to be maybe, she's going to be okay in there, you know, a bit of energy, that kind of thing, but I think she's kind of nearly past her sell-by date. In regards, people might have kind of forgotten about her. So in regards to the public vote, I think she mightn't be maybe top of people's priorities, that kind of thing. You know,
I have to say I disagree. I think she could be a force to be reckoned with. You're wrong.
No. Prime time here.
I do think that she could be a force to be reckoned with. Like her whole thing on The X Factor was confidence, fun. She's kind of, I think she could be a bit of a powerhouse.
Yeah. I hope she's ratty. I hope she's a bitch and like herself and Harry Redknapp get into a scrap all the time. Sarah Khan, she's in Coronation Street.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what, right? I dip in and out of the soaps every once in a while. I know who they are, but I find her, I know she's had a big storyline in Coronation Street. Mm. I still find her a bit meh. There's something about her character and her like, oh Jesus,
she's very quiet. Like I feel like she's going to be quite gentle and quiet, and you know, she might fade into the background, but I think she'll be lovely. The thing about her is she actually did Love Island After Sun, so she knows the reality game.
She was
a contributor to After Sun, so she went on and she was never afraid to say her opinion. She was quite outspoken on that, so I think she'll know the reality game, and she's an actress. Combine them two together, she could be
like that other, what was your one's name? Roxanne Pallett.
Yeah.
She needs to go into I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
Fast. I think she was gassed. Like, chaos. I'm sorry. Chaos is not the word. The next one is, if you're a fan of Hollyoaks, Malik Thompson-Dwyer, a very good looking fella from Hollyoaks. I think the girls will adore him.
Absolutely.
He'll take his top off. They'll vote, you know.
It
seems to be it.
The winning formula.
Yeah, isn't it? It's like every year they look at people and they're like, right, we're going to go with this person because they're good looking. This person, big boobs. This person, massive chest. This person, you know. And Fleur East, gorgeous looking. James McVeigh, I've seen him on Twitter with his top off. You know, I think again, you know, it's all. You've got the Elfillas with their saggy.
I didn't know that was this kind of podcast.
It is now. So we're now going to go over to James McVeigh. No,
the
we're
thing
kidding.
About Malik, or Malik, yeah, it's Malik.
Malik.
He's very witty, and I think he could have the little bit of a bad boy vibe.
Right, okay, I'm looking at him here now.
But I think people are going to love him.
I think they will. And you know what? I think he'll probably do well out of it after the whole I'm a Celebrity. I think people will know who he is. You know, like he may not win it, but I think people are going like, would you look who it is? Another person, right? If you said Carly from The Inbetweeners, I would be like, Carly. If you said Emily Attack, I'm like, huh?
Who?
And I feel sorry for her because a lot of people I know are the exact same. Do you think she is going to do well in this?
I think exactly that. People would be like, oh yeah, her. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So the interest will be there. She's a good looking girl. Young, I think she'll be up for it as well. She'll have seen the likes of Georgia last year, Vicky Patterson. So I think maybe she'll be like, no, do you know what? I'm gonna like give it a real go. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see her, like how she gets on.
I think she'll go far, but I don't know whether she has a big enough personality from what I've seen of her so far to go all the way. But I don't know, she might prove us wrong.
Yeah, so far I think she's in my
She seems kind of quiet. She might sort of fade into the background. She might like. I think people love people who stir up drama. And she doesn't strike me as someone who's going to do that.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I think one person who will stir up drama is Anne Hegarty. She is the quiz master of quiz masters from The Chase. Yeah. How they got her and how she's doing it as well, I don't understand that. She's the governess from The Chase. What do you think of her now? You've watched it. You know The Chase.
I think she's the person that's going to cause the rows.
Oh, would you look at the sassy. I'm just looking at her here now. Like, she
I don't know what it is about her. I just feel like this energy coming from her. through her like facial expression. She has got the resting bitch face down.
Energy?
No, I'm kind of frightened. I think she'll be absolutely brilliant, but I think the rows are going to be around her.
Yeah. Now, the next person, I think this is either going to go the best step in her career ever, or it's going to be the worst step, because she's either going to be brilliant or she's going to be an annoying bitch. And I'm saying Rita Simons. I'm very cautious. If I was her agent now, I'd be a bit, oh, I don't really know if you should go into it or not.
Behave yourself there, Rita.
Is it because I watch EastEnders and I know her character Roxy was in it? Yeah. Is that the, like, what do you think about it?
Yeah, people, yeah.
I think I am thinking of Roxy when I think of who's gone into the jungle. I don't think of Rita. I think Roxy Mitchell is going to be in there in the flesh. You know what I mean? And there'll be bottles being thrown, and there'll be cat fights around the fire. You know what I mean? But like, sure, look, she's very witty as a person, I find. Like, I think she'll be good. I think she'll be ballsy. I think she'll get stuck in, and she'll probably be involved in a few rows. But sure, that's good television.
That is good television. Yeah. And that's what we're actually going to talk about. But before that, actually, Noel Edmonds, what's your views? Is this, because this man wanted to buy the BBC before. He's that loaded. He wanted to buy the actual BBC and change it up. So he does not need the money one bit whatsoever. Oh. Do you think it's a good idea for Noel Edmonds to be going into it?
I don't, for him. I just don't. I feel like he just seems real fragile or something.
Yeah, oh,
I feel
definitely.
Like I want to mind him. I don't know whether he can go in and like take on the jungle.
I interviewed him 3 years ago in a room in the RDS, and it was intense. It was like, you know, Jim Corr from The Corrs, you know, that's the line that he's level. On. He's on that level, and he's made a couple of comments maybe that he should have said over the years, but he's quite short. His hair is massive, and it's like when I walked into the room, it was like I was interviewing somebody in the 90s. It was like I was transported in the 90s. His shirt was really 90s, his slacks were 90s, his face was, you know, I feel like he was going ding dong, Noel Edmonds house party. Yeah. But yeah, do you think he's going to do well? Will the public like him? Because it's unconfirmed, it's confirmed. Everyone's like,
I think the public will love him.
Yeah, I think the public will love him. I think, is Noel just bored and just wants to kind of do something, a bit of crack?
He's now, if I was bored.
But like, he's clearly an extrovert, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, he's always been in the public limelight, you know, back in the 90s, like, he was TV. So maybe he's just like, listen, feel like doing something a bit different. I think he's going to be, if he is going in, I think he's going to be amazing.
If he does come in late, I feel like I'm always disappointed with the latecomers.
Yeah, because everyone's kind of made their bonds, so they don't really want to.
Yeah, and I never know them. But I feel like if he comes in late, that'll be good. That's like a big name to come in late.
Oh yeah, I'm just thinking EastEnders, just walking in, raising like, what the hell? Now, the one thing I like in Jungle Fever is rows. I want to see rows. Who do you think are the two or three people that are going to catch each other out and row all the time?
I think Anne Hegarty and Harry Redknapp will be like.
Really?
Yeah, I can just see it. They're both very, obviously I don't know them. We're in a WhatsApp group together. Yeah. No, but obviously they're both very strong characters. But again, I don't know, is the governess, as she's known, is that just her character? Mm. And I'm actually really looking forward to seeing if that's what she's like in real environment. I think that she actually, like, imagine if she turned out to be like a total softie. But
which would be a bad career move, because people will be
I could see her and Harry kind of going at.
Yeah,
I look forward to that. Dara, what do you think?
Yeah,
Judy?
Well, apart from me and Ellen disagreeing on many points. Big loggerheads. Harry Redknapp is just going to be, again, I just think it could be an absolute disaster for him. You know, does he know what he's going to get himself in for? You know, that kind of thing. I think Floriste, again, if she's, you know, strong-minded, a bit of fire about her, she could, like, kick it off from day one. If anybody's not pulling their weight, you know, she could, like, you know, be in there. So
I think that's the figure she's going to have. And I think Roxy Rita Simons is going to have probably some sort of breakdown. And I think Floriste is probably going to have to kind of go, you need to shut up.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
There's one person, I don't know, because earlier on you were on about John Barrowman. I don't like him. There's something I absolutely despise about him. If he's on the television now, I turn him off.
Is he too happy for you?
I think he's too theatrical. I think he's too, oh, look at me. And I'm like, shut up. You know, he's been in loads of things. Mm. I remember he came into Desperate Housewives. Now, that's a flashback and a half. And I remember going, this fella's a tosser. And I don't know what it is about him. He drives me mad. And I think he's going to be like the guy that was in EastEnders years ago. Christian in EastEnders.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Whatever his name is in real life. When he was in it, wasn't he a bit of an ass as well? I think John Barrowman is the ass of the season.
I think we might see a quieter side to him.
Hopefully.
I'm kind of like...
put him up with somebody else, we don't have to see him.
All these people have these personas and his is very over the top. Is that what he's actually like? Or are we going to see a kind of a chilled version?
I think he's... Does anybody not think he's like Tom Cruise's long lost brother?
Yeah. Like, really, it's Tom Cruise.
He's had some of those green beans to get a bit taller.
Yeah, long lost, much bigger brother.
Well, I'm going to do something here which I didn't even plan, but I am going to write this down here now. You are going to tell me, write it down yourself.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Who do you think? And I'm going to put mine as well. And we're going to put it here and open it up. Who do you think is going to win? So okay. If you just sign it, crinkle it up, and we'll see who do you think is going to. So we'll close our eyes there now. 3 weeks. It starts this Sunday night on Virgin Media 2, I would say. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait for it to happen. I've already got my winner. So you've got yours. Right, Dara. Confident, Ellen?
Do you know I am?
Yeah.
I'm confident.
And do you know what we're going to do? I haven't said this, but we are going to, whoever wins it is going to get a meal for two somewhere. Right?
So there's not like this.
Not this from the Bush Banquet, which we're going to be looking at later on. I really don't want to know what's inside. It's in my notes here and I'm terrified because the smell of it is mank. Right, so here's mine now.
Are we going to talk about it?
No, we are. I'm going to do the work, so I'm going to go. Right. Here is mine. Feels like the X Factor, you know, when they're doing it.
Golden envelopes.
Way more fancy.
The golden envelopes. Who needs golden envelopes when you've got my notes here? Right, so we're going to leave them there. And you know, we're actually going to pop them there. And then at the very end of the series of the podcast, we'll look at who has won or who has been the closest.
I've put some research into this now. I'm
oh, have you?
I've really made an educated guess.
I'll tell you why on the the betting of it all. The top three. Number three, Emily Attack. So Carly from The Inbetweeners is number three to win it.
Okay.
I think, as you said, I think she's just going to fall off the face of the earth.
I could see her in the final, but I don't see her winning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Quote me.
Yeah. Number two, James McVeigh from The Vamps, which we were talking about.
That's the following, yeah.
Yeah. And John Barrowman.
Is the favourite.
Your mate.
No. So if I was going to put two sneaky bets on this year, the two bets that I would put on would be Malik from Hollyoaks. Mm. I don't know, he's 12-1 at the minute. Fleur East is 12-1 as well. Hollyoaks, I know it's on the television nearly every night, E4, Channel 4. Mm. I don't know it, but I think everyone's going to be like Adam Barton, Barton from Emmerdale. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, the exact same, I think. Yeah. A little bet there.
Yeah, young guy, I think he's a good following.
I think the thing about Malik is if you look at previous winners, so like the likes of the Stacey Solomons, the Scarlett Moffats, the Joe Swashes, they all have a very particular sense of humour and a very particular, like, I don't know, just a particular vibe. And I think he fits into that as like he matches with all the previous winners.
I'm just looking at the previous winners here now. And this absolutely terrifies me. Phil Tufnell from years ago. The cricketer.
Yeah.
So I remember that was probably the first one I ever watched, but it's the most vivid one I've watched. John Fashanu, Linda Barker was in it as well. May 2003. That terrifies me. I'm looking at some of them here.
Yeah.
Matt Willis, Emma Willis's husband from Busted.
Yeah.
He was 2006.
That's crazy, yeah.
Christopher Biggins. I didn't like that year, Janice Dickinson and all that. I just was a bit meh.
Yeah.
And I'll go through one more here now, which was like, can't believe 2013, Keane Egan.
Yeah. Do you know, I actually forgot he was even on it until today.
And then he won it.
I was watching old YouTube videos and I saw him like crying in victory and I was like, That's a complete mystery to me. I don't remember that at all.
You're probably better off. One thing that's going to be different this year for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is the two presenters. It's not going to be Ant and Dec anymore. It's going to be Holly and Dec, or Dec and Holly. Deck the Hall. I don't know. I think they're going to probably...
Dolly.
Dolly. Yeah, so basically Dolly this year is going to be the two. Mm-hmm. What do you make about Holly as Ant's replacement?
I think that she was the best person for the job, definitely. Yeah. I think there's going to be a little bit of, you know, upset that Ant isn't there. I think there was always going to be that sort of drama. But I think they replaced him with someone that the public love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, if anything, I think it's going to bring more attention to the show rather than have people turn away and not want to watch it.
Is this, I'm just being devil's advocate here now, is there nobody else in Britain bar Emma Willis and Holly Willoughby? Female-wise.
Yeah. And Caroline Flack.
And Caroline Flack.
Yeah,
Caroline Flack is dug out there every once in a while.
Yeah.
But
it
does. Here comes Holly. Here comes Ellen. Emma.
It's just like, you know what you're going to get. Everyone like loves them. They couldn't be better. They do the job. Like, I mean, like Holly does this morning. And then she does Celebrity Juice. Like, I mean...
And she's filthy in Celebrity Juice.
Yeah, but
I'll give her that.
Like, I think it's brilliant. I'm actually really excited.
I think the thing about Holly is she's the safe bet. But under the circumstances, it is a difficult situation. I think they have to go with the safe bet.
Yeah, I'd say so. And apparently she hates, but she's like probably worse than me, hates all these creepy crawlies, all the spiders and all sort of stuff. So no, yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be Sunday night, 9 o'clock on Virgin Media 2.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we finish up, the best thing about Jungle Fever over the next couple of weeks is that we're going to be doing our very own Bush Tucker trials, but they're going to be called Bush Banquets. Now, the thing about it is that Ellen gets to do it today, Dara gets to do it the next day, then it's Ellen, and each time they complete it, they get 1 point. I don't have to do it because I would probably die if I had to touch it. Today, custard and termite tart is in. It's just here now, if you have a look at it. It's in the bowl. Now, Ellen, are you ready for this? What's your stomach like, by the way? Do you like eating food like this?
I'm a divil. I have the weakest stomach ever. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, this is going to be great.
It's going to be perfect.
I'm literally sweating.
Right.
I'm sweating.
I can't even... Okay, I'm going to touch it. I'm going to... No. See, I'm even terrified.
They're not alive. Can we just?
Oh, no. Okay. Right. Let's try this. Sorry. This is how bad I am. Like, I can't even take it out. Right. So we're gonna pop it here. It is a custard and termite tart. We got it in the internet, so it's obviously safe to eat. Yeah.
Ordered it online.
Ordered online. Nobody else has tasted it. This is the first person to taste it. Let's just say you've 10 seconds to do it.
I know.
Let's be interesting. No, 15. We'll give her 15. Let's make it interesting. 15 seconds to get 1 point. Open it up. Show it. It is a custard and termite tart.
Oh, would you go
it
away?
It looks amazing.
God.
It looks...
Oh my
best of luck.
God.
Oh, best of luck, Ellen.
You guys can't see it right now, but our producer Ian is standing right behind us, cackling like an evil genius. Oh,
Jesus.
I put it this way, I think this is going to be worse. I think the custard element, you know.
Yeah.
Next time you're going to, Dara's going to be eating a willy or something like that. Kangaroo testicles or whatever.
Right.
That's how bad it's going to be. So you're ready for this. This is a termite tart with custard. Look, in fairness to him, he was quite nice giving you the custard because it could have been just tart on its own, but it's quite chunky. So maybe the custard might
spill. I might actually, I was going to say I'm going to hold the bowl, but this.
In the bowl. So this is the very first Bush Banquet Jungle Fever podcast. I'm a Celebrity 2018. Ellen, are you ready for this?
No.
Okay, well, we'll give you a 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my God.
Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, I can hear a crunching.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, stop the clock. Oh, congratulations, you. Oh, Jesus, you basically.
Can't.
No, you can finish it, you have to finish it, you can't. You've got it in your mouth now, you have to swallow it. Oh, I don't know. You've got the point, but you have to eat the whole thing. And it's absolutely, I don't know how you're doing this. We don't even have water to give her afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the next time, Dara can get some water. No water the next time for you.
Keep going. You're doing great.
So basically, that is it for our very first podcast. Jungle Fever. Well done, Ellen, as her mouth is absolutely destroyed in termite, custard, some sort of bun thingy. It's just there in front of me. It is absolutely vile. We will be on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on all your podcasts. And she said it now. You're absolutely disgusting. Imagine your boyfriend having to kiss on you later on.
That was rotten.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, you can check us out in the podcast. Download us. Make sure you check out how we are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Spotify, iTunes, and we'll be talking about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. If you have any questions, comment below. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Are you happy about the celebrities? Are you okay?
I don't know. I might not be here next time.
Yeah, can you imagine she wasn't, she died? Ian, what have you done? Where did you get these termites from? It's your go, Dara, the next time.
Can't wait.
Good luck
can't
with
wait.
That one.
Jungle yeah. Fever, first episode. That's been it. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.